It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about those times when seeds were being planted in my life and it was unbeknownst to me. And I had this thought as I was been recently connected with the business contact, and it seems now the stars are aligning and there may be an opportunity for us to do business together. And when I was speaking to this person a couple of weeks ago, after hanging up the phone, it was like I felt like God said to me, you know, I lined that person up for you back in 2002 when I created the introduction. And I thought, wow, you know, it felt like, you know, sometimes if it's been lying dormant for so long, you think it's dead. But what I understand now is what starts with God is never dead. And when I think about something never being dead, when I look to the scriptures, I turn no further than to look at the life of Lazarus. In John 11, we learn that the story is that, you know, Jesus didn't arrive in sufficient time to save Lazarus. He's died and now he's been buried for 4 days. When Jesus arrives to the town, he tells them to roll back the stone from in front of the cave where Lazarus is born. Lazarus' sister, Martha, steps in and says, you know, Jesus, you know, warns Jesus about the smell. And in John 11:40, Jesus responds, didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe? And so the scripture today is Psalm 27:14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And so today I am thinking that, you know, if we believe that things happen in God's time, then we just have to hold on until that seed he planted in our life bears fruit, because it will. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.